The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, it's high school girls basketball in a Class C1, C2 Centennial Conference matchup as Grand Island Central Catholic gets set to play host to Hastings St. Cecilia.
Rebounded underneath the hole here by Chandra Farmer. Farmer runs her back the other way. 2-on-3, does not have the numbers. Instead, goes down to Hamburger for 3. Shot good!
For the Hawkettes, they look to continue on their 5-game winning streak as the high school basketball season hits the home stretch. It's Hastings St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, and it's right now on the Breeze 94.5. But first, we take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Mike Will is standing by.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. A good matchup here tonight. The Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, a record of 14 wins and 3 losses on the season, ranked number 4 in the latest Omaha and Lincoln Journal Star polls in Class C2, taking on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic here in girls high school play. The Crusaders coming in a record of 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia coming into the ball game. They've won 5 games in a row, including 3 in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament last week. The Hawkettes winning the always tough Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament for the second straight year, knocking off Lincoln Christian, Omaha Concordia, and Bishop Newman on their way to the title on Saturday. They beat Lincoln Christian in the opening round, 46-28, beat Omaha Concordia, 48-36 in the semifinals, and then beat Bishop Newman on Saturday by a score of 65-57. The Hawkins actually trailed 31-24 at halftime of that ball game and then outscored Bishop Newman 14-3 in the third quarter to take the control of the ball game. It was a big outing for Sandra Farmer and Claire Hamburger. Farmer scored 24 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger had 18. So for the second straight season, St. Cecilia winning the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. After tonight, the Hawkins with just 3 regular season games left before they enter sub-district play. They've got Lincoln Lutheran on the schedule, Adams Central, and Sutton. And they move on into the sub-district tournament action here in girls high school basketball. Grand Island Central Catholic, they've been up and down all season long. They are 7-11 on the season. There's 7 wins so far this year, back-to-back back in December, where they beat Wood River and Sandy Creek. Then they beat Fullerton at the end of December. They have a win over Donovan Trumbull back in mid-January, 48-27. They beat Aquinas Catholic 47-41. Beat Adams Central back at the end of January 41-26. They also played in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week. They went 1-1. They lost their opening round game to Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 40-27. Then came back and won a consolation game over Archbishop Bergen by the score of 58-15. So Grand Island Central Catholic under their new head coach as they come in here for the 2013-2014 season. James Lowry is now the head man at Grand Island Central Catholic, and their record sitting at 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. The Crusaders, a team that are averaging 37.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 43.2 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia statistically should have no problem with the Crusaders tonight. They're averaging 51.7 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.2 on the defensive end. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. New Tech Seeds proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. That's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll come back. We've got John Kyle standing by, the head coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, as we continue with high school basketball on the Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you sent for Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic and girls high school basketball tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, coming off an impressive weekend when you won the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, you guys on a roll right now.
Yeah, we were pretty impressed that we did that, and we thought we could get to the championship game I didn't know if we could beat Bishop Newman a second time because that's always tough to do. And then we come out on top, so we were really happy to have that conference title.
Beat Bishop Newman in the championship ball game on Saturday, 65-57. Actually trailed at halftime, but had a huge third quarter. You outscored him 14-3.
Yeah, that third quarter, really, we put the clamps down on defense and just didn't give them anything easy. Our offense finally started to get into a rhythm and a flow, and it seemed like it took a while, but I think the fourth quarter we finally hit 3 3-pointers. We hadn't hit any to that point, and so we were extending our lead, and they kept fighting and kept coming at us, but we were able to hold them off.
Trailed 31-24 at halftime. Kind of a slow start for you?
Not really. They were hitting everything. It seemed like they were really hot from the perimeter. And they made some three-pointers with a hand in their face, and it wasn't anything that we were doing wrong. They were just on a roll, and they had a 7-point lead. And so things didn't look great at halftime, but we really come out, and the girls, I think, were determined that third quarter just to not let it get away from them.
Another great defensive effort. You hold Bishop Newman to just 3 points in the third quarter. There's one thing that's been consistent all season long, and it has been your defense.
It's been pretty consistent, and it has to be. I mean, anytime you're going to give yourselves chances to win against really good teams, it's going to be your defense. You got to slow them down somehow. You may not stop them, you know, those teams like Minden and Kearney Catholic, but hopefully your defense is good enough that it gives your offense a chance to stay in the game.
After you go on that 1 week where you lose 3 games in a row, you haven't lost since, and this team, again, seems to be picking up speed again.
It does, and hopefully that'll keep going. Momentum is always good this time of year, but, you know, we still have to worry about 4 teams before we look to the postseason, and it starts tonight with GICC.
I got to talk to you before we went on. This is kind of a trap game for you, coming off of the big emotional tournament, picking up the championship, and now you slide in against a team tonight that you should win on paper, but unfortunately they don't play them on paper.
Well, it's so hard for high school kids to look at records and think that they're not a good team because of their record, but a lot goes into those records, their opponents, how good they are, and maybe they had a sick or injured player here or there, and you don't really know about. And so you got to be careful when you're looking at just another team's record and not look past them and say they're not very good.
Monster performances in that championship ball game on Saturday. Chandra Farmer with 24 points and Claire Hamburger with 18. Two girls have really carried this basketball team this year.
Yeah, and there's just so many girls doing so many good things on both ends of the court. You know, Carly Wright, Josie Prevett has been coming along real good since she's back from her injury, and it just seems like we're having a lot of team effort, you know, not only on offense and defense, but those two girls can sure put the ball in the basket.
When we put our numbers together for this ball game, one girl that's pumped out right away, Morgan Nicholas. She might not be scoring, be your leading scorer each and every night, but she's putting up numbers in just about every other statistical category.
Yeah, she really makes our team go in a lot of ways, and her defense is great. You know, she's probably the best passer on the team. She blocks a lot of shots with her defense too, and we keep harping on her and telling her, you know, you got to score a little more at times. And she said sometimes she'd rather pass than shoot, but I think that's what a great teammate is all about. You know, somebody who just wants the best for the team. She's not worried about stats, and she's not worried about leading the team in scoring. She just wants the win.
You mentioned Josie Prevent coming back from her injury, now finally getting into the rotation. What's she going to bring to the table for you guys?
Well, Josie brings a lot of things to our team that's not necessarily scoring. She's real energetic. She's very vocal and communicates well on the court. She's real strong. She passes the ball well. And so I think it just improves what we had before. She just adds another element to us and adds a little depth.
Adds a little depth to a bench that's already pretty good.
Pretty good, but you know, we're always looking to get that depth just in those cases where we get in foul trouble or somebody's injured. You always want to have that depth because you just can't go out there and win it with 5 players.
All right, it's Grand Island Central Catholic tonight, a team that is 7-11 on the season. They've been kind of up and down all season long. What do you know about this bunch?
They have been up and down, and it seems like their consistency just hasn't been there. We watched them against Kearney Catholic. We came up to Grand Island and watched them, and they hung with Kearney Catholic the first quarter. We were pretty impressed how they were really hanging with them. A lot of offensive rebounds for them, and that's the one area that concerns us is we got to keep them off the boards. Seems like they'll have some turnovers here and there, and their shooting may not be the greatest, but the one thing they always do is play hard.
A couple of things you have to do tonight to win this ball game.
Oh, I think we just have to go out there and play our style of game and not get too caught up in who we're playing. You know, go out there and just give it 100% effort, and you always got to put the ball in the basket, and it seems like the last few times we've been here, we've had good success doing that. You just worry about that in the back of your mind that we might have one of those off nights because it's been, you know, we had the tournament last week and we're a little bit high, and you don't want to ever have one of those letdowns.
Grand Island Central Catholic and Saints to say always in for a Donnybrook, so to speak, no matter what sport it is. And tonight, more of the same we would expect in this one.
It is, and somebody said to me last night, well, you shouldn't have any problem with them? And I said, oh, you never know. And they go, well, but come on, it's Central Catholic. You know you're going to be up for it. And I think that's kind of the way these two teams feel. They know each other by a first-name basis, and they play volleyball against one another. And so it's really a unique situation since we're only 30 miles apart and know each other so well.
What type of team is this going to be tonight? What do you expect out of them?
Well, I think they'll play pretty good defense, man-to-man defense. Their offense is a lot of screen and roll we saw on film. And I think, it really comes down to just going out there, and if we want it, we'll take it from them. And if they want it, they'll stick around for a while.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, the head coach for Hastings Saints SA. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
We're the New Tech Boys Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike, well, back here on the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We're at Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight, getting set for a girls' game between 4th-ranked Hastings Saints SA and the Crusaders at Grand Island Central Catholic. A lot of high school basketball around the area tonight. Lou Platt Conference going on, Fort Kearney Conference going on, the Twin Valley Conference basketball tournament going on tonight. Lou Platt Conference holding their quarterfinals at various sites tonight. Ravenna is at home taking on Kearney Catholic. Gibbon is at home taking on Arcadia Loop City on the boys' side of things. Ord is playing host to Adams Central, and Donovan Trumbull is playing Wood River tonight in Donovan. We understand they have a scoreboard that has broken at Donovan Trumbull, and they're looking to replace that as that ball game continues. Donovan Trumbull and Wood River squaring off in the quarterfinals in on the boys' side of things in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. On the girls' side for the Lou Platt Conference Tourney, Adams Central is in Kearney taking on Kearney Catholic. St. Paul is at home playing Donovan Trumbull. Centura is home to take on Ord. And Ravenna is the home team tonight as they take on the Wood River Eagles. That's just some of the action going on in high school basketball. Again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is taking place tonight at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. We are in Grand Island for Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight as we inch closer to game time at the Crusader Gym. Right now, our opening prayer, and then we'll have our national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze.
To play hard, but to play fair. To play the game for the good of the team and not for my own honor and glory. To obey instructions without arguing. Not to resent it if someone else is preferred. To be a credit to my team wherever I play and wherever I go. Thank you for making my body strong and helping to use my gifts of health and strength to give glory to you in this game and everything I do. Amen. And now, our national anthem. Thank you.
All right, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for girls high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Grand Island Central Catholic, 7 wins, 11 losses on the season. The Hawkettes of Easting St. Cecilia coming in a mark of 14 wins and 3 losses. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The starters for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight, it's going to be Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a junior. Hamburger is averaging 15.9 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. Sandra Farmer, a 5'3" and sophomore. Hamburger is averaging 15.2 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Carly Wright, a 5'8" inch junior. Carly Wright is now averaging 5.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola is a 6-foot senior. Morgan Nicola is averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, Emily Herbeck is a 5'9" inch sophomore. Kelsey Flaherty is a 5'6" inch senior. Megan Krychak is a 5'8" inch senior. Emma Benton is a 5'10" inch junior. And Laura Lowry is a 5'9" inch sophomore. Again, the Crusaders are coached by James Lowry. John Kyle, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Sandra Farmer was a game-time decision tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, one of the leading scorers for the Hawkettes. She has got a bandage on her right hand. Looks like she sustained some sort of a thumb injury during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week, but she's ready to go. Hawkettes are dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight. Trimmed and lettered in the white, just the opposite for Grand Island Central Catholic in their white homestanding uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the North Carolina blue. And it's the Grand Island Central Catholic controlling the opening tip. The Crusaders will shoot our basket to our left as we view it here from the side court at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. We're underway. Krychak has got the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic to Herbeck. Entry pass to get it inside to Lowry. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. 15-footer is put up there by Emma Benton. No good. Follow shot, no good. The ball is loose in the lane. Picked up down there by Krychak. Sends it back out of the wing to Lowry. Her shot from 15 is good. You heard John Kyle talk about that during the pregame show. He was very impressed with the offensive rebounding at Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Crusaders got 2 or 3 offensive boards in their opening possession, and they've got the lead here over the Hawkins, 2-0. Farmer goes over here on the wing to Sheehy, takes it down to the baseline. That's going to be Nicola with the ball. Nicola sends it back out on top. That's going to be Farmer with it. Dribble penetration in the lane, kicks it out here to Sheehy. Her shot from 3 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good there by Hamburger. Follow shot by Hamburger, no good. Ball being tapped around on the baseline, goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Just underway, the Crusaders are out on top by a score of 2-0. Over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Hawkins will inbound the ball. Here's Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Grand Island Central Catholic is in a zone defense here to start off the ball game. Nicola drops the ball down low to Hamburger. Shot for the short left baseline is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores on the assist from Morgan Nicola. Nicola averages 5.8 assists per ball game. She gets one here in the opening possession for the Hawkins. It's now a 2-2 ball game between St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. Krychak has got the ball here on the near sideline. Picked up by Sheehy of Hastings St. Cecilia. Krychak dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Gives the ball away to Flaherty. Kelsey Flaherty with the ball out here. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. You got Carly Wright out on Flaherty. There's the ball. It's going to be jarred loose. Krychak picks it up here at the 3-point arc. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. Nicola gets the ball away to Sheehy down the right sideline. Down to Farmer. Farmer two-handed pass comes out on top. Nicola's got the ball. Drops it down low to Wright. Her shot is up there. No good. And the foul is called. Carly Wright on the attack there. Now she'll go to the free throw line here. He is fouled in a play by Megan Krychak of Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be her first foul. First team fouling the Crusaders. Going to the free throw line is going to be Wright for St. Cecilia. She's a 44% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Wright is now 8 out of 19 from the free throw line this season. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots this year. There's a second shot. It's up there and good. And St. Cecilia now grabs the lead. 3-2 is the score with 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here comes Josie Prevett into the ball game now. Will Sheehy will come to the bench. So Josie Prevett coming back from an injury. She's just now working her way into the rotation here for Hastings St. Cecilia. With just a handful of games left in the season. There's a feed inside to Benton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Emma Benton will go to the free throw line now for the Crusaders. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Nicola. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line will be Emma Benton now for Grand Island Central Catholic. So it's a 3-2 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Benton's free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Benton will get one more. High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's a second shot by Benton. It's up there. That one rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Emily Herbeck got the offensive board and the putback. And the Crusaders go out on top now by a score of 4-3. They've got five offensive rebounds so far in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Nicola goes down here on the baseline. There's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger, jump pass out here. Farmer for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Chandra Farmer buries the first three-point field goal attempt from the top of the key. She averages 15.9 points per ball game, and that puts St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 6-4 with 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's a Herbeck with the ball right at the top of the three-point arc. Bounce pass goes down low. A shot going to be blocked down. It is loose. It comes out here. Who's got it? Krychak has got it. Now she's going to be tied up in the play. Getting her hands in there for St. Cecilia was Carly Wright. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So Hastings St. Cecilia will get it on the Central Catholic turnover. So Hawkettes will come back the other way. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 6-4 is the score over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders will hunker down into this zone defense here. Farmer comes across the top. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. High left side. Hamburger looking to penetrate. Bounce pass comes across the top of the key. That's Carly Wright. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks it out here to Nicola. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Down to Hamburger. Drives the baseline toward the goal. A shot is up there off of the window and scores. Claire Hamburger now with 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 8-4. The Crusaders scored the first basket of the ball game. St. Cecilia came back to grab a 3-2 advantage. And now the Hawkins leading by a score of 8-4. Here are the Crusaders now inside the free throw circle. A shot by Lowry. It's going to be blocked down. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Hamburger running back the other way. And she's going to be fouled in the play. Hamburger taking the ball back the other direction for Hastings St. Cecilia and draws a personal foul here on the Crusaders. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Laura Lowry. That's going to be her first, team foul number two on the Crusaders. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. Also checking in will be Maddie Schwenke for Hastings St. Cecilia and Nicola. And also Carly Wright will come to the bench. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball down here. Underneath their own basket, Farmer comes way out on top with the basketball there. It's going to be Sheehy. Sheehy comes over here to Hamburger, near sideline now. That's Farmer with it. Chandra Farmer spins away, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Megan Krychak. 8-4 is the score. Here's a long pass down the floor. Catching up with it is going to be Laura Lowry. She brings it back out here in the three-point territory. Flaherty has got the ball. Now to Herbeck. High right side. Emily Herbeck with the ball. Top of the key. That's Kerrigan Ansbaugh, who's into the ball game now as they moved over here to Laura Lowry on the wing on the left side. Kelsey Flaherty has got the ball. Flaherty dribbles to the top of the key over here on the wing. With the basketball over there, it's going to be Herbeck. Takes the ball down to the baseline. She's trapped there, working around this man-to-man defense of Hastings St. Cecilia. That's Flaherty with the ball. Flaherty now to Emma Benton, still out here in three-point territory. The Krychak. Krychak, high right side, dribbles once. Comes over here to Emily Herbeck, picked up there by Chandra Farmer. Herbeck looking to penetrate inside, can't do it. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to the top of the three-point arc. Now here to a Kelsey Flaherty. Flaherty moves it over in the wing on the right side to Benton. They're having a tough time penetrating against St. Cecilia's defense here. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. 8-4 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Herbeck with the ball. Again to the near sideline. Flaherty comes out into three-point territory. The Laura Lowry. Lowry drilling with the ball. Now Grand Island Central Catholic head coach James Lowry wants to call a timeout. They weren't trying to take any time off of the clock there. They were just having a tough time finding the proper look. They call a timeout. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 8, Grand Island Central Catholic 4.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead 8-4. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the ball. Flaherty deep in the corner on the left side. Dribbling with it now against Carly Wright. Bounce pass goes on a high post. They dump it down low. That's Krychak. She goes up with a shot. It's blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Josie Prevent getting a piece of that one for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Crusaders down by 4 points, looking to penetrate against this defense of Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll play things in underneath their own basket now. Flaherty has got the ball for Central Catholic as she plays things in to Emma Benton. Wheels in a lane. Her shot from 5 feet away from the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with the ball for the Hawkettes. Waist side dribble as she brings it across the 10-second line. Goes over there to Maddie Schwinka. Schwinka now to Carly Wright. Near sideline. Morgan Nicola has got the ball. Nicola, cross-court pass, goes over on the far side to Schwinka. Down in the corner to Sheehy. Cross-court pass comes on the near side again to Nicola. Tries to shovel the ball off in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Trying to get it to Josie Prevent, and she turns the ball away. That's the first turnover in St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline, Flaherty has got the ball. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Passes up the shot. Lowry at the top of the key. Now over here on the wing to Flaherty again behind his screen. Flaherty dumps it off inside to Benton. Her shot from right in the lane is up and in. Right in front of the basket. Emma Benton scores. That's her first field goal. And the Crusaders are back to within 2 points now. 8-6 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia, the fourth-ranked team in the state in Class C2. Has got the lead here. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball on their offensive end. Prevent goes over to Sheehy. Top of the key, Carly Wright. Over to Schwinka. Her long-range three-pointer has been up there no good. Offensive rebound. Here's Prevent on the baseline. Right side. Her shot from 10. Good. Josie Prevent scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Hawkettes now have a four-point lead again. 10-6 is the score. St. Cecilia applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Central Catholic bringing the ball up the floor. This is Lowry. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. She runs into Maddie Schwinka defensively. Bounce pass comes over here to Herbeck. Emily Herbeck back out between the rings again to Emma Benton to the far sideline to Flaherty. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense down here. 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead 10-6. Here's Emma Benton with the ball out here in three-point territory. Looks inside to block. Nothing there. Comes across the top to Krychak. She's in trouble. Bounce pass now to Herbeck. Emily Herbeck with the ball being guarded out there by Sheehy of Hastings St. Cecilia. Herbeck goes over to Krychak on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Benton at the free throw line. She's double teamed. Bounce pass goes over to the far sideline again to Krychak. Back outside to Emily Herbeck. There's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be mishandled by Flaherty. The ball is brought down by Carly Wright. Second turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Here comes Nicola with the ball for the Hawkettes. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout with 20.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We've got a timeout here at the Crusader Gym. 20.4 seconds to play. Opening period. Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Grand Island Central Catholic 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Girls play. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic. The score is 10-6. 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has the ball in their offensive end. Here's Chandra Farmer dribbling with it. And she's out here near the 10-second line. Now goes over to Nickler. Pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here comes Benton back the other way. Her driving layup is missed. No good. Nickler's got the ball with 3 seconds. Gets the ball ahead. The hamburger shot. The buzzer is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter to play. Hastings St. Cecilia has the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic and girls high school basketball. The score after one, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Grand Island Central Catholic 6. You're listening to girls high school basketball on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Elsewhere in girls basketball tonight from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in the semifinals, Elm Creek has beaten Pleasanton in the first game. A final score of 54-39. So Elm Creek beats Pleasanton 54-39. Semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the ball in a Grand Island Central Catholic turnover, and a shot is up and in. A shot up and in there by St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. It should be 12-6 now on the scoreboard. There's an entry pass. It can be intercepted. Intercepted coming back the other way. Here comes Morgan Nicola with the ball. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead here. We're in the second quarter of play from the Crusader gym. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Entry pass to Nicola. Nicola comes over here to Sheehy. Back out to Farmer. Shot is up there and in. Farmer buries a three-pointer for Easting St. Cecilia. That's her second three. And it is now a 13-6 ball game. Easting St. Cecilia with the advantage here in quarter number two. Grand Island Central Catholic coming back with the basketball. This is going to be Kelsey Flaherty. Easting St. Cecilia stays with her man-to-man defense here in this second quarter of play. Flaherty picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Hands it away. Far sideline. That's Emily Herbeck with the ball. Herbeck puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. Picks it back up. Then has her pocket picked. That's Carly Wright with a steal. That's going to be the fifth turnover now in Grand Island Central Catholic. Here come the Hawkins with the ball. They've got a seven-point lead here in the second quarter, 13-6. Carly Wright out between the circles. Farmer with the ball on the wing. Farmer sends it back out to Wright as she holds the ball. Entry pass to the free throw line. That's Sheehy with the ball. Out to Carly Wright. The Farmer for three. Shot is up there. She buries another one. Chandra Farmer now with three field goals, 9 points here in the ballgame, 16-6. As Easting St. Cecilia has hit a couple of threes here to begin the second quarter of play, both threes from Chandra Farmer. Hawkins have a 10-point advantage. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. Flaherty's got the ball, 25 feet away from the basket, hands it away. Laura Lowry. Lowry gets it out over to the wing on the left side. Good defense here by St. Cecilia. Boy, the Crusaders have had no easy looks here against the St. Cecilia D. Megan Krychak has got the ball. She dribbles with it, throws it down in the corner. It's going to be too far. It's out of bounds, trying to connect with Laura Lowry. They threw it too far. The sixth turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Coming into the ball game now, Samantha Moravec, as she comes into the contest now for Grand Island Central Catholic. So Moravec comes into the ball game now as the Crusaders look for a little offense here. 16-6. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Hawkins have the ball back in their offensive zone. Central Catholic stays hunkered down in this zone defense. Here's Claire Hamburger, drives it toward the goal, loses control of it down on the baseline. But the reason she lost control of it is because she was fouled in the play. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Grand Island Central Catholic. It's going to go on Emma Benton. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia plays it in. Nicola drops it down to Hamburger. Shot's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Krychak, and now she loses control of the ball. Farmer's got her shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So again, a backcourt turnover there on Grand Island Central Catholic. Farmer goes to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. That is seven turnovers already in Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia's got one. Farmer to the free throw line. She has got 9 points here in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses a free throw. Farmer's a 68% foul shooter in the season. 29 out of 42 from the free throw line this year. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62%. Next shot by Farmer is up there and in. And now St. Cecilia has got a 17-6 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. They have scored the first 7 points here in the second quarter. Here comes Sheehy and Carly Wright out of the ball game now for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Maddie Schwinka comes into the ball game. Also Josie Brett coming in. St. Cecilia attacking here in backcourt. Dribbling of the ball is going to be Anspa. She takes it to the right sideline, gets it across the 10-second line to Krychak. Now to Moravec. She drives her layup. It's going to be no good. Rebound Nicola. Long pass down the floor. Farmer picks it up down to the baseline. Dribbles down in the corner on the left side. Sends it back out on top. That's going to be Schwenken with the ball. Comes in the near sideline to Hamburger, to Schwenke, down to Morgan Nickel. Comes across the top again to Maddie Schwenke, down to Farmer, open for three, takes the three and misses. Rebound is loose, is going to be tipped to the corner, is picked up there by Central Catholic. That's Herbach with the ball. Emily Herbach gets away to Ansbaugh. Here come the Crusaders. Ansbaugh dribbles behind her back, approaches the 10-second line. Now steps it into the offensive zone here. She's matched up with Chandra Farmer. Now a pass is deflected out of bounds by Farmer. Central Catholic will play things in off of the far sideline. 17-6 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic trailing the fourth-ranked team in Class C to the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Morgan Nickla comes out of the ball game. Here comes Melody O'Callaghan into the contest now for Hastings St. Cecilia. O'Callaghan, a 5'10" junior. 17-6. The Hawkettes have the lead. Here's Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. Bounce pass goes into Benton, and she's going to be checked from behind, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia committing a personal foul here. It's going to go on Josie Prevent. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Central Catholic plays things in with 4:28 to play in the second quarter. Looking is Moravec. She's going to come out here to Ansbaugh on the far sideline. We lost it out of bounds. Now she sends the ball inside to Benton, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A pushing foul from behind is going to go on the Prevent again. So Josie picks up back-to-back fouls here. She's now got two. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Here comes Prevent out of the ball game. Checking back in is going to be Morgan Nickla. Inbounding the ball off of the far sideline is Moravec. Gets it into Benton. She splits a couple of defenders. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be Crusader basketball. Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game is going to be Laura Lowry now. Lowry comes in for the Crusaders. Coming out is going to be Alyssa Kometcher. Central Catholic will look to play things in. Moravec, and she can't do it. A 5-second violation called at her. So Moravec unable to inbound the ball here underneath the basket. The Crusaders give her away again, and St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. Hawkins leading by a score of 17-6. They've outscored Grand Island Central Catholic 7-0 here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with another chance. Here's Claire Hamburger driving into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Ansbaugh. Ansbaugh on the dribble, runs it to the far sideline. Ansbaugh now in the center of the floor, gets away, dribbles into the offensive zone, feeds over here to Herbach. Herbach takes the ball, left side of the lane, bounce pass down to the baseline. Lowry's got it. She drives the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. A block there by Morgan Nickla. That's going to be her team high 61st block of the season for Morgan Nickla. Here comes Schwenke back out of the ball game. Sheehy comes back in. Here comes Carly Wright back into the ball game as well. And coming out will be Farmer for St. Cecilia. 17-6 is the score. Hawkettes have the lead. There's the inbounds pass, nearly intercepted. Ansbaugh has got it now. She dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Goes over to Herbach on the far sideline. Emily Herbach with the ball. Matched up now with little Sheehy. She takes Sheehy to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouled in the play. Emily Herbach scores there for Grand Island Central Catholic. She is fouled in the play here. Morgan Nickla commits the personal foul for the Hawkettes. That's the second foul on Nickla. Team foul number four on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. And Central Catholic will try a three-point play right here. They'll try to tack on a free throw. It's now 17-8 with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second quarter from the Crusader gym. Going to the free throw line is going to be Herbach. Her shot is up there. The shot is down through the hole. It is good, so she's got 5 points already in the ball game. 17-9 now. Hastings St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Hawkins with the ball. On the wing, Carly Wright comes out to Hamburger. Back to Wright on the wing. Entry pass down low. Nicola's got it. She's double-teamed. Out to Hamburger. Drives it down the right side of the lane. She's stripped of the ball and a traveling violation. Central Catholic ends up with it, but a traveling violation is called in the Hawkins. That's turnover number two on St. Cecilia. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 17, Grand Island Central Catholic 9.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Girls High School basketball tonight here on the Breeze. Tomorrow night we've got USHL hockey. Tri-City Storm on the road. They're playing at Waterloo tomorrow night. Pre-game show begins at about 6:50. The face-off will be at 7:05 tomorrow. Tri-City and Waterloo, USHL hockey right here on your home and away voice of the Tri-City Storm, the Breeze, Hale IQ 94.5. 17-6 is the score here. Grand Island Central Catholic is trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a pass by Central Catholic that's going to be knocked out of bounds. Morgan Nicklin nearly came up with it there for the Hawkins on the far sideline, but it is knocked out of bounds, and Central Catholic will play things in. Samantha Moravec will play things in for the Crusaders. Goes into the backcourt now to Laura Lowry. Lowry left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Dribbles to the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing. On the right side, that's going to be Moravec with it. Brings it back to the 10-second line. Now over the midcourt stripe and an over-and-back violation. Comes back out on top, and Lowry could not grab that one. It goes into the backcourt. An over-and-back violation on the Crusaders. That's 9 turnovers on Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ballgame. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter, 17-9. The Hawkins have the lead. Carly Wright moves it over to Sheehy. Carly Wright, top of the key now, spins at the top of the circle, moves it over to Sheehy. Entry pass, they get it to Nicola. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there, it's good. And is she fouled? Yes. Maybe she was going to be hit with a traveling violation. That's not the case. Morgan Nicola gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's now going to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Krychek. Megan Krychek of Grand Island Central Catholic, and that's going to be her third foul. It's going to be Morgan Nicola going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. She's a 70% foul shooter in the season, 26 out of 37 coming into the ball game. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Nicola trying to make this a 3-point play. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there, it's good. Nicola, a 3-point play, and St. Cecilia has got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic now. It is 20-9. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Krychek, and coming into the contest will be Emma Benton. St. Cecilia continues to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up will be Anspaugh. She dribbles to the near sideline, brings it into the offensive zone with a pass to Kometscher. She's double-teamed. Kometscher double-teamed again. The ball jarred loose, but is picked up here by Central Catholic. Flaherty, baseline jumper, good. Kelsey Flaherty picks up the trash and scores off of the left baseline. 2 points for her. It's now 20-11. St. Cecilia leading by 9 points now here in the second quarter. Farmer back into the ball game, brings it back to Wright for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound knocked out of there, and it's going to be picked up by Ansbaugh. Ansbaugh back in the offensive zone here for the Crusaders. Goes over to Herbeck, drives, puts it up there, left-handed, and scores. Emily Herbeck, that's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 7 points, and the Crusaders back to within seven. 20-13 now, 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball, high left side. Cross-court pass comes over here to right, baseline right side. Now to Farmer on the wing. Sandra Farmer, entry pass to Nicholas. Shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicklitz, her second field goal of the ball game. Nice pass and assist there by Sandra Farmer. 22-13 now. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. 1:40 left here in the second quarter. Here's a pass to Emma Benton. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Misses again. Rebound Benton. She has it stripped away. It's picked up by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Wright gets it down to Morgan Nicola. She runs her back the other way. Gets the ball ahead to Hamburger. Drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled on the play. Claire Hamburger will go to the free throw line here by St. Cecilia. Emily Herbeck picks up the foul for the Crusaders. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be Claire Hamburger going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. This will be a two-shot foul. That's the sixth team foul called in Grand Island Central Catholic. Hamburger was in the act of shooting. The first shot is up there and in. Hamburger's now got 5 points in the ballgame. A couple of field goals, and that was her first free throw. The other day in that championship game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, she scored 18 points. St. Cecilia beat Bishop Newman for the second time this season to wrap up the tournament championship, 65-57. Second shot by Hamburger is up there and in, and the Hawkins now lead by 11 points, 24-13. Back with the ball is going to be Ansbaugh. She throws it away to the far sideline. Flaherty was going the other direction. Ansbaugh threw it toward the sideline, and Flaherty was coming back to the center of the floor, so the Crusaders turn it over for the 10th time here in this first half of play. 24-13, the Hawkins with an 11-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer, entry pass. Schwenke at the free throw line, dumps it down low. That's Nicola with the ball. That is Sheehy in the corner. Bomb pass comes back out to Farmer at the top of the circle. Chandra Farmer retreats out here. Bounce pass comes over to Sheehy. Skip pass goes to the left wing. Hamburger's got the ball. Now to Farmer at the top of the key. Back to Claire Hamburger on the wing. Back to Farmer, top of the circle. Drives it down to the right side of the lane. Stops here at the elbow. Has to get rid of it. She does. Sheehy now to Farmer. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Farmer loses control of the ball. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt, but Farmer picks it back up. Sandra Farmer brings it back into the offensive zone. Now top of the key. Maddie Schwenk has got it. The Sheehy. The Farmer fakes the three. Takes it down to the baseline in the dribble. Pass comes out on top again. The ball is going to be deflected. Sheehy picks it back up. Now to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger down to the Farmer. We're down to 19 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here in the second quarter. Central Catholic just hunkered down in this 2-1-2 zone defense. Now St. Cecilia will move with 10 seconds to play. There's a pass to Sheehy. She loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tapped out of her hands. And St. Cecilia will play things in now with 5.9 seconds to play. Right in front of the Crusader bench. Little Sheehy will inbound the ball. Here's Farmer. Moves to her left. Now brings it back to Sheehy. 4-3. Shot is up there off of the back iron. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings St. Cecilia has led most of the ball game here. And they've got an 11-point lead at halftime. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 24, Grand Island Central Catholic 13. You're listening to girls high school basketball action tonight on The Breeze.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Crusaders. The score is 24-13. St. Cecilia again jumping out to a 10-6 first quarter lead. Then the outscore, the Crusaders 14-7 in period number two. And the Hawkettes enjoying an 11-point lead here at halftime, 24-13. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by the Allen Superstore in Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And checking some of the other action, we've got St. Cecilia leading here in girls play 24-13 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on tonight at the Vieira Event Center in Kearney. This is the girls' side of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. In the semis, Elm Creek has beaten Pleasanton in game number one tonight by a score of 54-39. We told you earlier that the Lou Platt Conference Tournament is going on tonight as well. And there's all kinds of problems at Donovan tonight on the boys' side of things. Donovan is playing host to the Wood River Eagles, and that game has yet to get started. They're running about an hour and 20 minutes late in that ball game. First of all, they had no officials at the ball game. Then somebody broke the backboard at Donovan Trumbull, so they have spent the last hour or so replacing a backboard at the gym at Donovan Trumbull, and they're still waiting for the officials to show up for that ball game. It's a quarterfinal matchup in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on the boys' side of things as Wood River is playing at Donovan Trumbull tonight. Other games going on in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament for the boys tonight. Adams Central is playing at Ord. It is Arcadia Loup City at Gibbon. That is Kearney Catholic on the road tonight playing at Ravenna. On the girls' side of things, as far as the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tonight, the action saw Wood River play at Ravenna. You had Centura at home tonight to play Ord. Donovan Trumbull is on the road playing at St. Paul, and Adams Central is playing the top-seeded Stars out of Kearney Catholic. So action in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the Twin Valley Conference Tournament is going on tonight as well. All those tournaments, they had their schedules kind of messed up from the snowstorm earlier in the week, so they're trying to juggle things, and they'll play a lot of action on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as they wrap up those respective conference tournaments by the end of the weekend. This is a regular season meeting here tonight between Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkettes have got the lead. It is 24-13. We'll come back and check the scoring here. After we take a break, you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Girls high school basketball action here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic, 24-13. Checking the scoring of the ball game, first of all, for the Crusaders. They're being led so far by Emily Herbeck. She has got 7 points in the ball game. Herbeck has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Herbeck has got 7 points in the contest. Then you've got 3 other girls that have scored 2 points. It's been Kelsey Flaherty scored 2 on a field goal. You've had Emma Benton score 2 points on a field goal. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Laura Lowry, she's had a field goal and 2 points. That is it for the Crusaders scoring-wise offensively. They got 13 points on the board here at halftime. They are 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia being led so far by Chandra Farmer. She has got 3 3-point field goals. And she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Farmer already in double figures. She has got 10 points. Claire Hamburger, she has got 6. Hamburger's got 2 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Morgan Nicola has scored 5 points here in the first half. She's got 2 field goals. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Josie Prevett, she has got a field goal for 2. And Carly Wright, she has got a field goal, actually a free throw, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 1 point here in the ball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic at the break. The score 24-13. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 10-6. The Hawkettes then hitting the first 7 points of the second quarter of play to go out on top 17-6. The Hawkettes led 20-9 late in the second period, and right now they've got a 24-13 lead over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. We talked in the pregame show, the Hawkettes coming off of their win in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week, picking up wins over Lincoln Christian, Omaha Concordia, and Bishop Newman. After tonight, St. Cecilia's got just 3 regular season games left. Lincoln Lutheran, they will play this weekend on Saturday. Then next Tuesday, it'll be St. Cecilia playing at Adams Central. And they'll finish things off a week from Thursday as they take on the Sutton Phillies. And it's on into the postseason for Hastings St. Cecilia here in mid-February as they start in the sub-district action. For the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, this is their last home game of the regular season here tonight. With Hastings Saints is in, then you've got two games coming up. They'll play at Lexington on Friday night, and then they'll play at Wood River on Tuesday, and then the Crusaders of Central Catholic will be on into the postseason. So the 2013-2014 high school basketball season slipping away. We've got postseason action coming up in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 coming up in just a couple of weeks. We are at halftime here tonight. Second half is straight ahead. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic, 24-13. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on The Breeze. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze. Going to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia with the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. The Hawkins have the lead, 24-13 over the Crusaders here tonight. Central Catholic stays with that zone defense. Here's Hamburger trying to drive the baseline. Can't do it. Comes back out of the wing to right. There's a pass to the right wing. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball out of Farmer. Skips to the free throw line. Jump pass comes over here to right. Down on the baseline again. That's going to be Claire Hamburger. Back out to Carly Wright. Entry pass to Nicola at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Hamburger's got the ball. She loses it. It's picked up here by Wright. Her shot from the short left baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic. That's Krychek with a rebound here for the Crusaders. And we'll see what Grand Island Central Catholic can do here in the second half. Flaherty has got the ball. Flaherty in the offensive zone as she works over there against Farmer. Goes to the far sideline. That's Herbeck with the ball. Herbeck, a pass out on top to Emma Lowry. Lowry drives the ball against Wright. The ball is going to be poked away. It goes out of bounds. Central Catholic will play things in off of the far sideline. High school basketball action for you tonight on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 and also online at KLIQFM.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's a pass that's it's nearly thrown away. It's saved here, but right into the hands of Farmer. Another turnover in Central Catholic. They're 11th of the ball game. Wright comes over here to Sheehy. Entry pass to Nicola. Dumps it down low again. That's Wright with the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger. Comes over into the near sideline to Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes to Nicola right at the top of the three-point circle. Takes the ball down on the baseline of the dribble. Comes over here to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Ball is going to be poked to the corner. Wright picks it up down there for St. Cecilia. Keeps the ball alive. Now to Farmer, to Hamburger in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered here by Krychek. Megan Krychek got the block, and she comes down with the ball here for the Crusaders. Here comes Grand Island Central Catholic back the other way. Lowry has got the ball here for the Crusaders behind the screen. Lowry gets away, dribbles it to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Nicola. The ball goes out of bounds. Crusaders basketball. So the second block of the ball game for Morgan Nicola. She's now got 62 on the season. Into the ball game now will be Kerrigan Anspaugh. She will play things in off of the far sideline. They're going to dare to Benton right at the elbow. Dumps the ball down low. That's a Krychek. She falls down on the play and a pushing foul. The foul's going to go on Hastings St. Cecilia at the 6:04 mark here in the third quarter. The foul is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Hawkettes. Crusaders will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lowry will play things in. The ball tipped away from Ansbaugh. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Central Catholic. Ansbaugh can't control the pass there. She was in traffic here on the near sideline. So Hastings St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of the Crusaders by the score of 24-13. High right side of the ball is going to be Hamburger. Now to right, the Farmer. Back out to Carly Wright. The ball slips away. Wright picks it up. 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to Sandra Farmer. They're right on the wing. Right side to Hamburger. To Carly Wright. Back to Farmer here on the left wing. She drives the ball into the paint. Bounce pass over to Nicola. Shot from 10. Good. Morgan Nicola has got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawkins have doubled the score. It's now 26-13 over Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in girls high school basketball action. Here's Ansbaugh with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing it is going to be Bentner. It's going to be blocked down again by Nicola. Ball is recovered here by Carly Wright. So three block shots for Morgan Nicola for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger on the wing. Nicola's got the ball right at the elbow. Nicola gives it up over here to Farmer on the left wing. Sandra Farmer dribbles to the top of the key. Cuts it down the lane. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound Sheehy. She's trapped on the baseline. A foul is going to be called. Sheehy got the offensive rebound, but she was pushed from behind. It's going to go on Emily Herbeck of Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half. And the ball game now is going to be Samantha Borovec. She comes in. Herbeck checks out. St. Cecilia inbounds baseline right side. They get it to Nicola, and she has her pocket picked. Here's Laura Lowry coming back with the basketball now. Emma Benton for the Crusaders. She wheels in the lane. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Farmer. A turnover on Central Catholic. Sandra Farmer has got the ball. She trots it across the midcourt stripe here. That bandaged right thumb has not had a factor so far in this basketball game. There's Josie Prevat at the free throw line. Now we got a traveling violation on Prevat. Trying to get rid of the ball just inside the free throw circle. Right at the free throw line. That's the third turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Checking out will be Claire Hamburger now for the Hawkettes. And coming into the contest will be Maddie Schwinka. 26-13, Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 13-point lead over the Crusaders. Here's Ansbaugh. She brings it into the offensive zone here. Farmer tips the ball away. Sandra Farmer has got it. She streaks to the basket. Her shot is up there at end. Farmer gets the steal. She gets the field goal on the offensive end. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 14 turnovers now in Grand Island Central Catholic. It's now a 28-13 ball game. The Hawkins have scored the first 4 points of the third quarter now. After scoring the first seven of quarter number two, there's a shot taken by Benton, and she's going to be fouled into play. I got the ball worked inside to Emma Benton as she goes up for the shot. She is fouled into play here by Morgan Nicklin. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Emma Benton for Grand Island Central Catholic. She's got a field goal so far tonight. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Benton will have a couple of shots. Her first one is up there and in. Emma Benton, a 5'10" junior here for the Crusaders. Here comes Nicola out of the ball game. Coming back in will be Claire Hamburger. 28-14, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Out of the scorer's table, checking in now for the Crusaders is going to be Herbeck. And coming to the bench will be Megan Krychak. 28-14, the Hawkins have doubled the score here on Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia looking for their 15th win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Emma Benton hits a couple of free throws. That pulls the Crusaders back to within 13 points at 28-15. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer comes over here to Hamburger on the wing. She puts it on the floor, dribbles to her right. Ball high above her head, brings it back to Farmer. Now down in the baseline to Schwinka. Shot from 10 is good. Maddie Schwinka, 10-foot jump shot off of the left baseline. That's her first field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia has doubled the score again. It's 30-15. Here's a driving layup at the other end. No good by Central Catholic. Here comes Hastings St. Cecilia back with the ball. Carly Wright has got it down to Farmer. Farmer on the dribble to the left side of the basket here. Farmer out here in 3 points territory. Dribbles to the ball. Sends it back down on the baseline. That's going to be Maddie Schwinka with it now. Schwinka's pass is deflected out of bounds. Maddie trying to bring the ball back to Farmer. The ball tipped out of bounds here by Kerrigan Ansbaugh. St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the Hawkhead bunch. Wright checks out. Here comes Lil Sheehy back into the ball game. Also checking in for Central Catholic is going to be Flaherty. Laura Lowry comes to the bench. 30-15, St. Cecilia with a lead. Bombs away for three. Ashana's up there and in. Claire Hamburger throws down a three-pointer from the left wing. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And here comes Central Catholic back, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to catch the St. Cecilia defense sleeping there. The pass was too long. Herbeck could not catch up with it. The 15th turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. So they've got 15 points, 15 turnovers. And they're trailing here in the ball game by a score of 33-15 to Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got the ball. Rainbow pass to the far side. Sheehy has got it. Now down in the baseline. Schwinka, entry pass is going to be mishandled there by Prevet. Turnover on St. Cecilia. Back the other way. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Flaherty. And we got a whistle and a foul going to be called here. Personal foul is going to go on the Hawkins down here. That's going to be St. Cecilia staying here on defense. Central Catholic will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So it's going to be Central Catholic inbounding the ball from underneath their own hole here. Bounce pass comes inside to Herbeck. She wheels in the lane, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, and she's going to be fouled into play. Emily Herbeck will now go to the free throw line here. She was hammered there by Maddie Schwinka. Schwinka picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes. So Emily Herbeck goes to the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ballgame thus far. 3 field goals. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Herbeck, a 5'9" sophomore, puts it up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rattles around the top of the lid there and falls off of the left side. Herbeck will have one more shot. We're down to 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter from the Crusader Gym tonight. Herbeck's next shot is up there. That one is straight through the hole. Nothing but twine for Emily Herbeck as 33-16. Hawkins have built a 17-point lead here over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Hawkins have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a Magner's into the ball game now. Her pass across the court is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Flaherty. She gets the ball down the floor to Ansbaugh. She lays it in. So Kerrigan Ansbaugh scoring there on the St. Cecilia turnover. Hawkins have turned the ball over 5 times here in the ball game as John Kyle has now gone to the bench here. Here's Magner's. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. A shot taken by Hamburger. That's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Schwinka. So it's going to be right now in Central Catholic playing the ball in. And just like that, John Kyle has seen enough. He's got Nicola coming back here. Here comes Farmer back in. Here comes Carly Wright back in. For the Hawkettes, as the lead is down to 15 points here at 33-18. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter from the Crusader Gym and GI tonight. Here's Ansbaugh dribbling with the ball. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the forecourt here against Sandra Farmer. There's more back into the ball game now. She's got it out here in three-point territory to Flaherty. St. Cecilia is still in their man-to-man defense. Here's Ansbaugh. She holds the ball against Farmer. There's a feed on the right sideline to Flaherty. She goes for the hole, and she can be fouled into play. So Kelsey Flaherty will go to the free throw line now for the Crusaders as she was fouled in the act of shooting here. That's going to be the 15th foul called on Hastings St. Cecilia. This one goes on Nicola. That's going to be the 4th foul now on Morgan Nicola. The free throw line is going to be Kelsey Flaherty. She has got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. And her first free throw of the night is up there and in. So Kelsey Flaherty, a 5'6" senior, knocks down the free throw. Here comes Josie Prevett into the ball game now. Morgan Nicola will come to the bench. Kelsey Flaherty will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Flaherty hits a couple of free throws. Into the ball game now is going to be Laura Lowry. And checking out is going to be Flaherty for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic and their coach, James Lowry. 33-20. The Hawkins leading now by 13 points. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. Josie Prevett bounce pass to Wright. On the far sideline, a Hamburger. Now to Wright. Out here in three-point territory. Now to Sandra Farmer on the dribble. Moves to her right. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Wright. Now down in the corner to Hamburger. To Carly Wright. Dribbles into the free throw line. Bounce pass. Over on the wing, that's Sandra Farmer. The right entry pass to Josie Prevett. Free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Borovec. Borovec gets to the Ansbaugh. Long pass down the floor to Benton. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is loose. It's saved by Wright. Right in the hands of Josie Prevett. Down the right sideline to Claire Hamburger. 2-on-3. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but we're going to have an offensive foul. Elbowing, pushing foul there on Claire Hamburger as he was driving the ball to the hole. Hamburger is hit with her third personal foul. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 6th of the ballgame. Kelsey Flaherty comes back into the ballgame now. Laura Lowry will check out. So it's 33-20. Hawkins have a 13-point lead. This has not been one of their number one performances of the season here tonight, but they still have a 13-point lead. A minute to play as Central Catholic brings the ball into their offensive zone. Kelsey Flaherty has got the ball high right side. St. Cecilia in a loose man-to-man defense. There's a shot thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wright. Carly Wright with the ball, weaving her way back up the floor into the offensive zone here for the Hawkettes. Sandra Farmer back out to Wright, 25 feet away from the basket. Now she retreats out here to the 10-second line. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here of the third quarter. We've got 30 seconds to play. Hawkettes with a 13-point lead, 33-20. Farmer just hangs on to the ball out here and three-point territory, watching the time tick down. Central Catholic just hunkered down into this 2-3 zone defense. Barber now at 15 will dribble the ball back to the center of the floor now. Takes a look at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds. St. Cecilia will move with it now. Here's Hamburger with the ball on the far sideline. They move it down in the corner. Driving the baseline is going to be Farmer. Gets the ball right in front of the hole. A shot is up and in. Carly Wright. Wright scores, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So Farmer gets another assist. Carly Wright gets the final field goal of the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 15-point lead here after three. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Grand Island Central Catholic 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
We're the U. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore Outlet. Superstore.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, I understand the officials have finally showed up at the Donovan Trumbull Wood River boys basketball game in the Blue Plant Conference tournament. So after replacing the backboard and also waiting for officials, they're not ready to start that ball game now. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by St. Cecilia. Central Catholic turns it over in their opening possession of the fourth quarter. Just underway, it's 35-20. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead here in girls high school basketball. Hawkins have the ball. Entry pass knocked away from Josie Prevent. They turn it over. Seventh turnover on St. Cecilia. The ball brought out of there by Emma Benton. Benton gets it into the hands now of Laura Lowry. She brings it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia in a, looks like a zone defense. The Hawkins going to go zone here in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass goes down low. With the ball down there, there's going to be Krychek. She throws it to the far sideline. A shot taken there by Flaherty. No good. Rebound on the weak side here by Lowry. Gets it into the hands of Flaherty again. Down in the corner. That's Herbeck with the ball. Emily Herbeck holds it back out to Flaherty out in three-point territory. Saints is saying a 1-2-2 zone defense now here in the fourth quarter of play after playing man most of the way. There's a shot taken by Flaherty. Air ball, no good. Follow shot by Krychek, no good, and she's hacked in the arm. Megan Krychek will go to the free throw line now for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Carly Wright picking up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Hawkettes. Central Catholic has got just one team foul here in the second half. So it's going to be a while before St. Cecilia shoots in the bonus. Here's Megan Krychek at the free throw line. Krychek has not scored so far tonight, and her first free throw is up there and in. Krychek will have one more. 6:56 to play in the ballgame. It's now St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 35-21. Megan Krychek will have one more shot here. Stairs up there, dips the knees, fires a shot. That's going to be short, no good. Wright with a rebound. Carly Wright has got it now for Hastings St. Cecilia down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone with a waist-high dribble. Carly Wright goes over on the wing on the left side. Claire Hamburger bombs away for three. Shots off the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Sheehy, and she's pushed from behind, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Krychek of Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number 2 on the Central Catholic Crusaders. So no free throws here. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morgan Nicola will inbound the ball here for the Hawkettes. She's got the ball. Nicola will play things in. Wide open. A shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores on a little five-footer right side of the lane. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out on top again by 16 points. 37-21 is the score. Here's Central Catholic with the ball. Flaherty comes over here on the wing to Herbeck. Bounce pass goes inside. Benton has got it back out here to Herbeck. Emily drives inside. A little five-footer is up there. No good. Ball being poked around. Picked it up by Krychek. Her shot in the lane is no good. Ball is loose again. Picked up on the baseline, and his shot is up and in. Three shots to the bucket. Finally, Emma Benton brings it down and scores. Benton now with 6 points in the ball game, 37-23. And now we got a foul call. The St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. The foul is going to go on Kelsey Flaherty. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Crusaders here in this second half of play. End of the ball game is going to be Moravec. She comes into the ball game. Also re-entering is going to be Anspaugh. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Claire Hamburger gets it in the corner. Farmer open for three. Takes it and hits it. Sandra Farmer knocks down a three ball from the deep right corner from a different area code. That's going to be 15 points in the ball game now for Sandra Farmer. She's averaging 15.2 on the season. St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 40-23 here in the fourth quarter. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Hastings St. Cecilia. Nicola out at the other end. It sizes up and in. Sandra Farmer scoring on the break there. She's now got 17. And the Blue Hawks are blowing the Crusaders out of here. 42-23 is the score. There's Moravec with the ball deep in the right corner. Out to Anspaugh as they work the ball around the St. Cecilia zone defense here. Over on the left side is going to be Lowry. Cross-court skip pass comes over here to Moravec. She holds the ball back out to Anspaugh. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Moravec with the ball here. Pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. She takes off, drives it to the goal, and shot good. Claire Hamburger scores. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. And now James Lowry, the head coach for Central Catholic, says, let's stop the music here. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia has got the lead by 21. It's the Hawkins 44 and the Crusaders 23.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Getting in the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament over at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. Elm Creek has beaten Pleasanton in game number one tonight. Final score of 54-39. A lot of high school basketball being played around the area tonight. Lou Platt Conference going on. Twin Valley Conference Tournament going on. Just to name a few, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on. So a lot of high school basketball. Hope you enjoy the outings here tonight. You're listening to a regular season matchup here from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Facing St. Cecilia dominating this ball game. It's 44-23. St. Cecilia's got the lead. The last lead that Central Catholic had in this ball game was way back at 4-3 in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has dominated, led at halftime by 11 points at 24-13, and they're pouring it on here in half number two. There's an inbounds pass. They get it into Krychak. She is double-teamed, and now a traveling violation. Krychak got it just to the left of the basket down low, and she called for the happy feet there. That's going to be turnover number 18 in the ball game now for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. 44-23. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawk cancel the ball. Here's Nicola on the wing on the right side. The Hamburger. That is Schwenka on the wing on the left side of the lane. Schwenka dribbles once. Comes back out to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles to the top of the key. Moves it over here to Schwenka. Shot for three is good. Maddie Schwenka has been a 33% three-point shooter this year. She knocks down a three here. She's got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 47-23. Driving the baseline is going to be Moravec. Her pass comes out on top. It's into the backcourt. And trying to chase the ball down and an over and back violation. Down there is Kerrigan Anspaugh catches up with the ball, but an over and back violation called on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. So St. Cecilia will get it. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Next ball game for the Hawkettes. Going to be on Saturday. They'll play host to Lincoln Lutheran at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. 47-23, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger down here on the baseline. Rainbow pass comes back out here to Maddie Schwenka. Now to Nicola on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Shot from the near sideline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Emma Benton. Benton runs her back the other way. Now to Anspaugh. Anspaugh stops 25 feet away from the basket. Double team comes over here to Kometscher. Shot for three is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Schwenka for Hastings St. Cecilia. Maddie runs her back the other way with 3.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Schwenka comes over to Hamburger. Hamburger to Schwenka to the free throw line. Josie Prevett now to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Like target practice. Claire Hamburger nails a three-pointer. She's got 16 in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 50-23 here in the fourth quarter. Here's Anspaugh with the ball. Entry pass to the free throw line. Lowry's got it. Her pass down low is intercepted. intercepted by Josie Prevent. Turnover number 20 now on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Schwenke has got it to Morgan Nicola, to Schwenke, to Hamburger on the wing. Schwenke top of the key. Prevent at the free throw line. Double team. Ball poked away. A turnover on St. Cecilia, their eighth of the ball game. Here's Flaherty. Long pass down the floor. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Ansbaugh as she gets her second field goal of the ball game. 50-25, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Hamburger, entry pass. They get it inside. O'Callaghan is into the ball game now to Prevent, the Nicola, the Hamburger. Three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner there by Emma Benton of Grand Island Central Catholic. So one and done as the Hawkettes drop back on defense now. Looks like a zone defense here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 2:19 to play in the ball game. That's Lowry with the ball on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes to Ansbaugh. Dribble penetration, a bounce pass in the lane, deflected away from Benton. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Lowry. Keeps the ball alive for the Crusaders. There's a shot taken by Flaherty. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound, Nicola. She's going to throw a baseball pass down the floor, and it fell out of her hands. And now John Kyle says, let's call a timeout. St. Cecilia is going to have the ball. That baseball pass Nicola wanted to throw just kind of fell out of her hands, and Danny Schwenke picks it up. So a timeout's called here by the Hawkettes. We'll take a break here as we're near the two-minute mark in the fourth quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Hawkettes 50, the Crusaders 25.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, St. Cecilia with the ball, and immediately they throw the ball out of bounds. Carly Wright goes over to the far sideline to Sheehy, and they can't control it. It goes out of bounds, so that's going to be turnover number 9 on the Hawkettes. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play here in this one. St. Cecilia leading, looking for their sixth straight win here tonight, leading 50-25. Central Catholic with the ball. On the wing is going to be Kelsey Flaherty. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline to Kometcher. Entry pass to get it inside to Benton. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball slapped around. It comes out here. St. Cecilia grabs the ball. Here come the Hawkettes back the other direction. Down the right sideline with the ball now for Central Catholic. For St. Cecilia is going to be Reagan Esch, who's into the ball game. Here's Lucy Skoke as the second and third teamers into the ball game now. Carly Dreich drives the ball to the hole and scores. Dreich still in there. She goes for the hole and scores. She's got 5 points. That makes the score 52-25 with 68 seconds to play here in this one. Central Catholic with the ball. Here's Herbeck. She drives it into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good, but she is fouled into play. Herbeck goes to the free throw line now for GICC. Carly Wright picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So it's going to be Herbeck going to the free throw line. She's got 8 points tonight, 2 out of 3 from the stripe. As Herbeck will throw one up there, the shot is going to be good. She'll have one more shot here. So here comes a host of substitutes in there. Morgan Parr is going to come in. Now for Hastings St. Cecilia, we got Megan Mall coming into the ball game as well. I think Tino is out there as well for Hastings St. Cecilia. With a minute and 2 seconds to play, John Kyle has cleared the bench. Here's Herbeck's second free throw. It falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Lucy Skoke for Hastings St. Cecilia. So here come the Hawkettes with the ball, and they've got a 26-point lead. Here's Morgan Parr with the ball out here in three-point territory. She loses control of it, but it's slapped out of her hands there. Elsie Flaherty got her hands on it there for the Crusaders. So Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Morgan Parr looks to play things in. The ball slapped back out of bounds. So Morgan will try it again. 48.5 seconds to play. We got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up right after the ball game here tonight. There's Tara Tino with the ball. She's probably with a dribble out here in three-point territory. Now the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Driving down the left side of the lane. He's shot up there no good. Final shot is up there and in. She's found in the play. Lucy Skoke rebounding the Megan Ball missed shot there. Skoke gets the field goal to go down for the Hawkettes, and she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. So Lucy Skoke gets in the scorebook here with a field goal. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Herbeck of Central Catholic. That's going to be your third. Skoke's free throw is up there. It's going to be short, no good. And a rebound comes down to Flaherty. So it's 54-26. Hastings St. Cecilia well on their way to the sixth straight win. There's a driving layup, no good by Flaherty, and she's fouling away in. Flaherty will go to the free throw line. St. Cecilia over the 7 foul limit here in the second half of play. That's their 19th foul, matter of fact. That one is going to go on St. Cecilia's Claire Rasmussen, who's into the ball game now. She picks up the personal foul. Flaherty will go to the line now for a 1-1 situation for Central Catholic. She's 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. She's got 4 points in the ball game. As Flaherty, the 5'6" senior, stands at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. She'll get one more as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 54-26 with 29.4 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will improve to 15-3 after this one here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Central Catholic is going to drop to 7 wins and 12 losses as we head to the home stretch here for the 2013-2014 season. There's Tino with the ball on the right sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Her pass is going to hit the back of the glass here. It's going to be officially out of bounds. And a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 10th of the ball game. So with 17.2 seconds to play, it's going to be Central Catholic inbounding the ball one more time. Hansbaugh is going to bring it into the offensive zone on the dribble. Goes over to Flaherty on the wing on the left side. Now to Hansbaugh. Dribble penetration down the lane. Stops and pops from 7 feet away. No good. A rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Rasmussen. She loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And with 0.2 seconds to go, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt with a 27-point lead, 54-27. They play things in, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it here tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score of 54-27. So Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 15 wins and 3 losses on the season. They'll get ready for Lincoln Lutheran coming up on Saturday at the Chapman Gymnasium. Meanwhile, Grand Island Central Catholic, they fall to 7 wins and 12 losses on the season. Central Catholic will play at Lexington coming up on Friday night. Again, the final score is Hastings St. Cecilia beating Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by a score of 54-27. Back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in girls high school basketball tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic. The final score here in this one, it was 54-27. St. Cecilia fell behind 2-0 at the start of the ball game, came back to hit a three-pointer to make it 3-2. Central Catholic went ahead 4-3, and then St. Cecilia hitting a three-pointer to go out on top 6-4, and the Hawkins didn't trail the rest of the ball game. So 4-3 was the last lead that Central Catholic had. It was 10-6 at the end of the first quarter in favor of St. Cecilia. The Hawkins scoring the first 7 points of the second quarter to go out on top 17-6, and the rout was on as St. Cecilia got out to an 11-point lead at halftime, 24-13. It was 35-20 after three quarters, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 54-27. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight on The Breeze. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. You can see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Miskos, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll check the scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, they were led tonight by Emily Herbeck, as she scores 9 points in the game. She had 3 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Emma Benton. She had 2 field goals, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Kelsey Flaherty, she had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 4 from the line. She had 5 points. Kerrigan Ansbaugh, she had 2 field goals tonight and 4 points. Laura Lowry, she had a field goal and 2. And Megan Krychek, she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Grand Island Central Catholic, 9 out of 14 from the free throw line in this ball game. And unofficially, they had 20 turnovers in the basketball game. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they were led tonight by Chandra Farmer. She scores 17 points in the ball game. She had 4 3-pointers. She had 2 2-point field goals. And she was also 1 out of 2 from the free throw lines. Another good performance from Chandra Farmer. 17 points in the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, she had 16 points. Hamburger knocks down 2 3-pointers. She had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Farmer was 17. Claire Hamburger was 16. The other scores, we see Morgan Nicholas, she had 7. Nicholas had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Carly Wright, she had 5 points. Wright had 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the line. And Maddie Schwinka, she had 5 points, a 3 and a 2 for Schwinka. Also scoring in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia was Josie Pervetis. He hit a field goal and 2 points. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 54-27. Led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter, 24-13 at halftime, 35-20 after 3, and they win going away tonight, winning by 27 over the Crusaders, the final of 54-27. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a final break. We'll come back right after this.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community, because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for the cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family, because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good evening, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball. The final score of 54-27 as the Hawkettes have now won 6 games in a row. They are 15-3 in the season as they get ready for Lincoln Lutheran coming up this weekend. Tomorrow night here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 will be with the Tri-City Storm. It's USHL hockey. The Tri-City Storm playing at Waterloo tomorrow night. Pre-game show will be at 6:50. The face-off will be at 7:05 Saturday. We'll have more hockey, as the Tri-City Storm will play at Sioux City on Saturday. That'll be a face-off at 7 o'clock with a pregame show at 6:45 here on The Breeze. So the next 2 nights will be with the Tri-City Storm, as we'll be on the road with the Storm at Waterloo tomorrow night. And then on Saturday at Sioux City, Tri-City Storm hockey coming your way on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia 54, Grand Island Central Catholic 27. Tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m., KHIS will have St. Cecilia boys basketball. St. Cecilia will be taking on Parkview Christian, team coming out of Lincoln to play Hastings St. Cecilia. That one will tip off right around 7 o'clock tomorrow night on the air with a pregame show at about 6:45 on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. Again, in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Grand Island Central Catholic 54-27. That'll do it on the Misco Sports postgame show here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. This is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.